You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so we have all sorts of listener letters. Do you want to do all of them at once? Do you want to break them up? It's up to you.
We may need to break them up. Maybe.
Jessica starts, hey to my boys. Does she use the Z? Oh, yes, she does.
Hello.
Have you ever talked about the weird standards people have for people they can date? Yes, actually, on our show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how we went into detail about the number of women who insist on a certain height from a man.
It's the whole, like, wish list, right? Yeah. You got to be 6 foot and a cowboy.
And that's why it was funny. We had an account executive, one of our salespeople a few years back, who I think she was like 5'5". And her thing was, he's got to be tall. And I go, oh, so he's got to be 6 foot? She goes, no, he's got to be 6'2". I'm like, what? Why?
Really? That extra 2 inches
no
is going to make
like,
or break?
What if you found a great 5'11" guy who was fantastic? She's like, no, it's got to be 6'2".
Got to be tall.
Like, okay. Last I heard, that was 10 years ago. Last I heard, she's still
No, still has that list, huh?
How's your list going? Anyway, back to Jessica's note. Have you ever talked about the weird standards people have for people they can date? For me, you're going to love this, Jeremy. If a man can't parallel park like a boss, then he's out of the running. And if he's speedy and talented at parallel parking on the left side of a one-way street, he's even more special.
Well, that is something to look for.
And then she said, please discuss. I love your show, in all caps. Well, thank you, Jessica.
That's weird, Jessica.
That's kind of strange.
That's really weird.
However, I saved this from a week ago. The timing is perfect. This story that was about the 10 trickiest driving maneuvers. And they put parallel parking at number one. And at number 10, parking on the left side, like on a one-way street.
How about this?
But that is really... That's more challenging.
I've never done that, honestly.
You haven't?
No.
You, Mr. Car Guy?
Where do I parallel park ever? Like, I don't like going downtown or like into Cherry Creek, where like those are the two biggest places to parallel park. Not going to do it.
And on top of that, you drive this
20,
humongous,
30 foot long truck.
Giant dinosaur.
Yeah, it's hard
of a
to parallel park that. I don't even want to try.
If I put you in my car and we tried you out on left side parallel parking,
I probably would be fine, but the truck, it's hard sometimes, man. It's really hard. But, well, good luck, Jess. Keep looking. I mean,
he's out of the running if he cannot parallel park.
That's weird.
It can be embarrassing for a guy if they're not good at that. I mean,
yeah, I guess.
Just go practice.
Go get an Uber.
Just go practice.
Get yourself an Uber.
Danny wrote to us, Dom and Jeremy, my wife and I got into an argument over holding the door open for strangers. Get a load of this little argument there. She says the worst is people who don't do it. In other words, people who don't hold the door open for you.
Mm-hmm.
Danny says, I say the worst is people who don't say thank you or acknowledge you at all after you hold the door for them. We will let you decide which is worse.
The thank you.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's got to be the thank you.
If someone doesn't hold the door open for me, I think they're a tool, but I just, whatever.
You know, whatever, you reach in,
you just
do it yourself.
But if I hold the door for someone and they walk through like they are some sort of royalty and they don't even look at you or acknowledge, you know my trick is to say very loudly, you're welcome.
Right.
I shame them.
Yeah.
Every time. I don't care who it is.
As they keep walking and place a middle finger in the air. All right.
That hasn't happened
yet. All right,
yet.
Tough guy.
That hasn't happened yet. Hmm. But
I think the worst thing is going somewhere without automatic doors. That's the worst. That's the worst part right there. I go to places with automatic doors, so I don't have to worry about this situation at all.
Danny, we vote on the worst is the people who don't say thank you.
Yeah, tools.
Of which there are many out there. Hey, Shannon, what was that trucker's name? Steve?
Steve the
was
trucker.
Steve? He hung up, but he called. He wanted to know how he would rate because he says he could parallel park on the left side of a one-way street in a semi.
Oh, the ladies are throwing themselves at him.
No. Does that make you hot?
I guess. That's impressive. That's a lot of rig.
Shannon, not our producer, but a different Shannon, writes to us. Dom and Jer Bear.
Oh, cute.
Cute. Our carpool group would like to know if you'd do a Hall of Fame for stinkiest food. You know, we did Comfort Food Hall of Fame a few weeks ago. Stinkiest food Hall of Fame.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We could do it tomorrow if you want.
I'm game for that. Gosh, so many pop into my head right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give one away right now. Like when you open a can of tuna and that first whiff. Oof.
No.
Nasty.
I think what's worse is the boiling either like broccoli or cauliflower.
That's good. It makes your house smell like toilet, like the sewer backed up.
It does.
I agree with that. The steaming of the broccoli. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
I don't care if it's good for you. It's like
you have to apologize when people come over. You're like, listen, I'm really sorry. The bathroom didn't back up. We're just making broccoli.
I'll tell you what's kind of funny is when I moved in the fall to this building. It's a big high-rise building by the radio station, and it's multiple floors. So I walk the floors. That's part of my little workout thing. I go like all the way down floor 5, you know, to the stairwell. Go up to this level 6. Walk all the way down to the other end of the other stairwell.
Being nosy.
Then up to no. But what's funny is that as you walk, because I'm just listening to a podcast, out of every different unit, you get different smells as they're cooking dinner or something.
Right, sure.
And it's almost like the United Nations. I mean, you can tell it's like, oh, my God, they're having Indian food tonight. Oh, my God, they're having Chinese food. Oh, wow, that's barbecue if I've ever smelled barbecue.
The halls must be horrible because all that's combining in the hallway.
It is. Ugh. And not only that, it's combining with pot weed smell.
Oh, no.
Yes, because that building's kind of notorious for it. Especially, I told you, floor 7 especially. Yeah.
Frat party 24/7.
They party on floor 7.
Man.
So, yeah, Shannon, we will tomorrow?
Let's do it. Yeah. We're due for a Hall of Fame, I think.
You get 24 hours to think about stinkiest food. That's for her carpool group. I can just imagine as they're going to school. You know what? I'll bet it's based on during the carpool, somebody opened up their lunchbox or something.
They're like, oh, tuna sandwich. Close it.
This is, she said, no name, please. So we scribbled in the name Brittany just to give her a name. She says, dear boys, she really wants to win, Jeremy. She put 2 Z's.
That's a bit excessive.
Yeah. Dear boys, we're gossiping about someone in our office who is marrying a guy that not one person likes. I thought it would be a funny topic for your show. Did anyone in your audience marry someone that 100% of friends and families couldn't stand?
Oh, man, that's hard.
It has to have happened.
I would think so.
Do you think people dig their heels in? Let's say, just hypothetically, we have, let's call her Allison. Let's say Allison starts dating this guy and no one likes him, and they eventually start telling her. Do you think it becomes almost a stubborn thing? And this can go either direction with the sexes. I'm just using Allison as an example. Do you think it could become a stubborn thing where I'll show them that I know what I'm doing, and they just continue a relationship just to
prove them wrong.
It's, prove people wrong. Like, in other words, to prove that I've got,
happens.
I know, I have good taste.
And if she's in love with the guy, who cares? You ignore everybody around you. If you know he's the right one or she's the right one, ignore everybody else. Do what works for you. People are nosy.
I will tell you this.
Nicole's dad hated me. Still hates me.
No, he doesn't.
Proving him wrong all day long.
Does he still hate you?
I think so, yeah. I don't think they agreed with the marriage.
I have been in this position twice in my life now, where I was despised by the woman's family, and both times it's because of religion. Because I was not of their faith, and right. they would tell the woman, don't date that guy. He's not blank or whatever. And I'm like,
they broke up with you? Or did you break it off?
I don't want to say. I don't want to comment on that.
I just said, Nicole's dad hates me. I don't want to comment on a silly dating.
All right. But see, here's the thing. People will take this as me slamming a religion. And I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth.
It's not for you.
I've dated a Mormon woman whose parents were very hardcore, and that the mom especially was like, he's not a Mormon boy. Mm-hmm. You should not be going out with him. I'm like, but I treat your daughter really well. I mean, I'm a good guy.
Right.
And it's like, nope, you don't belong to...
Be gone. You're banished.
You don't belong to, you know, LDS, and so out you go. And that's pretty difficult.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it's like, what can I do? I'm not going to convert. I mean,
right. And you'll never like live up to their standards.
No offense. Again, wonderful people.
Oh, man.
LDS, wonderful, nice people. But I'm saying I can't convert for your daughter.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I don't know. I don't know. It's so hard. You just got to keep trucking, man. Prove them wrong.
That's all you can do.
If it works for you guys, it works for you guys.
So we're calling her Brittany. Do we want to do a topic sometime on that and have people call in who married someone that not one person liked? That's a possibility.
I think so. I think there's a lot of people like that.
We have people listening right now who are nodding saying, yeah, nobody liked
my... And I love the proving them wrong. I love it. I soak that stuff up. And you prove somebody wrong, like Nicole's dad.
Well, yeah, but how many times? But right, and I get that. But how many times also, though, have family and friends been completely right?
Right, that like happens too.
You should have listened to them. Hello, my older sister Donna.
Oh,
not now. She's with a fantastic guy now. But when she was in her like early to mid 20s, she married a guy, and everybody was like, "What are you doing?" And she probably was trying to prove us all wrong, and we were right.
Oh, no.